This is URN.
But first of all, Matt's got a story about, that's kind of the top news story today, about the Paradise Papers.
Yeah, that's right. I suspect you guys have heard a bit about this, but just to give you a bit of a an introduction to it. So the Paradise Papers are a huge leak of financial documents throwing light on the top end of the world in offshore finance, similar to the Panama Papers that were released last year. So a number of stories have been appearing in a week-long expose of how politicians, multinationals, celebrities and high-net-worth individuals use complex structures to protect their cash from higher taxes. As with last year's Panama Papers leak, the documents were obtained by the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, which was called in by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalism. So, the BBC Panorama and The Guardian have been the main two organisations in the UK looking at these, and they've unveiled a lot of people using specifically the Bermuda and the Isle of Man to avoid tax. So these people include Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, Apple, Trump's influences, Bono, and the stars of Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's been a week of revelation, so I just want to throw this out there to you guys about what you think about this and whether it's important. You know, is this an issue that we should be concerned with in our society? So, do we think tax evasion is okay? Or
I mean, I think it's definitely an issue that we need to be concerned about, because a lot of our whole government is based on and centred around the amount of taxes they get from people, and that's how they set up, like, the NHS, which is run off taxes, other public services, and without the taxes from, like, the right amount of money in people's like, without getting the taxes from that higher end of the pop, like, the higher earners, if you like, those public services can't function properly. So I think it's incredibly important. Yeah,
I mean, I've been talking to a lot of friends about this today, and the thing people come back with is always, oh, if you were a millionaire, you would, though, wouldn't you? You would avoid it. And I think, no, I wouldn't.
So, yeah, but I feel like you don't really know what you would do until you're in that situation of having all that money.
That's true, but then at the same time, like, coming from, I do think that if you've already got a lot of money, does it really matter if you're going to get taxed on it? Like, everybody gets taxed, and it's proportional. It's not.
I think the issue more is that there's loopholes. Like, a lot of the stuff that's going on, isn't it legal?
Yeah, a lot of it is legal. So there's no
kind of, like, somewhat legal, but it's kind of morally,
it's a bit
wrong.
Well, obviously, the morals is a difficult thing to go into. So
yeah.
It's the people who can find the loopholes are the people who have the money to find them, and then the money to kind of put an action into place to kind of avoid taxes. Like, the rest of us don't have that option.
I think the thing is if there are loopholes and you had all that money, I can kind of see why you would be like, well, they've made it legal. As in, there's a legal way of doing this, so I'm not actually breaking the law by going through these loopholes.
I see what you're saying, and I think, therefore, the owner should be on the state rather than on the individual who possibly not going to want to be completely honest and transparent and willing to pay their tax. So the state needs to enforce it, and because that was a big thing of Jeremy Corbyn's campaign, wasn't it? It was trying to claim back the money that has been shipped off abroad and that. And I think it's imperative, because people that claim that they've earned their money themselves, that's just not true, because they've had the help of infrastructure and postal services and internet.
But that's what I mean. Then surely you shouldn't. It's morally wrong, I believe, at the end of the day, to avoid taxes, because those taxes are a contribution to public services which everybody uses.
But could one of them, for example, claim that they donate a lot to charity, or they've done a lot of charity work, or like they might have built a wing of a hospital?
I don't think the two are sort of related.
But could they therefore claim, like,
I don't think you could, because I can't say I've donated money to Oxfam, therefore I can avoid paying my income tax. I think it's a very different thing.
No, but I mean, like, on a large scale here, I'm just trying to, like, on a large scale, like, for example, if you funded a hospital in Africa, but you're finding legal loopholes to not pay your tax,
and then
people pull the moral argument on you, you could be like, hold on a minute.
At the day, though, that's great for Africa, who are getting a new hospital, but the people here who are using our public services and the company that are using our public services and they're not contributing back to them, it's not so great for us.
And I suppose also maybe you could say, like, what are these people paying their their employees? So maybe they're finding loopholes so that the people right at the top are still making loads of money, but then it's not actually like fizzling down to the people at the bottom who are still being paid like minimum wage.
And that's why trickle down economics doesn't really
work. I was very shocked to hear that the Queen's estate was on there. Like, that was, I felt like that was a big
publicity blow. People just go, the Queen's avoiding tax.
We should put a disclaimer out there. There's no implication that the Queen herself was actually involved in any wrongdoing. I think sort of
it's the Queen's estate.
So what the implication is, some secretaries or administrative personnel somewhere have seen that this is aware.
Somewhere along the line, yeah, who are associated with the
Queen.
We're
assuming. I guess it depends how involved the Queen is with her finances, I guess.
Well, we don't know. Maybe it will come out. Maybe they've all been feeling... maybe. We don't know.
Maybe.
No, there was an interesting point about Bono, who has so much money that he didn't know some of it bought a piece of Lithuanian shopping centre via a tax haven.
I mean, that's a logical purchase to make, isn't it? A Lithuanian
I thought that
mall.
Was quite funny. I think that just shows the absurdity of it.
Yeah.
And, like, how ridiculous it's got. And now this has all come out. Because you had... there was something last year, the Panama Papers, was it?
Yes, that was the big release. So that was
largely to do with Iceland, was.
Yes, yeah, the Iceland PM got involved.
So I'm just reading here about the
people.
Leaders of Iceland and Pakistan losing their jobs over that. So
it was, I think, the big difference between the Panama and the Paradise is that the Paradise Papers seem to implicate a lot more sort of like big individuals. Like there's all the ties of Russia and Trump and stuff, which have come out that weren't really there with the Panama Papers.
And there's all sorts of more political implications, like the fact that it's been implied that Steve Bannon has used money he laundered in this paper, in the Paradise Papers, to attack Hillary Clinton. You think about the impact this has on the election, on the US election, and so it's perhaps got a more wider reaching political implication than the Panama Papers had. But I'd like to throw something out there. Jeremy Corbyn, a couple of days ago, said he thought that people should apologise, that Lewis Hamilton and the Queen and co. should apologise for avoiding tax. Do you guys think that they should be apologising for avoiding tax?
I mean, there's two sides to this. Number one, if they found legal ways of doing this, why are they apologising? Like, sorry, I'm apologising for being smart enough to find a loophole. But on the same side, it should kind of be, what's apologising going to do at the end of the day?
I honestly, also, just building on your first point, I mean, it's almost like sorry for being caught sort of thing. It's like, at what point, if they were actively involved in it, then the apology seems a little bit meaningless.
And also, I don't think you can force people to apologise, because then it just loses all meaning. Like,
if every time something like this happens, like with the other cases in Parliament to do with, like, sexual assault or something, if people are just apologising, it loses its kind of sense of actually meaning something.
Like, apologising only goes so far. Like, on one hand, I kind of do think that they should apologise, but only... at the same time, I don't think you can force people to do so. And I think Corbyn there is almost using the media to kind of bully them into... apologising, which I don't think is quite...
It's not as effective.
No, I don't think it's quite effective. I don't think it's that effective.
So I think we've come to a conclusion in the studio that perhaps the onus should be on the government to make change rather than the individual.
Yeah, I
agree with that.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's down to the government to make a change and close the loopholes.
And obviously these people should be leading the way and not perhaps not doing it in the first place, but they just have found legal loopholes that the government should be fixing if they're going to complain about this. So
yeah,
I think that's... So yeah, we've come to a good... conclusion there, I think. This is URN.